These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending July 24th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Two security firms, Synactive and Grim, have found that the Android version of the DJI Go 4 app, used with the DJI quadcopters, has some suspicious behaviors. The app can download code outside the Play Store and install any application. And a function exists to restart the app when the user closes it so that it remains running in the background, making network requests. DJI says these hypothetical vulnerabilities were never exploited, and the researchers also say they saw no evidence of malicious use. DJI also says the app update function is needed to guard against users hacking geofencing restrictions, and that it cannot replicate the restart function described by the researchers. DJI Go 4 for Android does require access to contacts, microphone, camera, location storage, and the ability to change network connectivity. Google said it will investigate the claims. Google also announced new security features in G Suite. Gmail will test showing a brand's logo as an avatar in an email to indicate if the message is authentic. This will rely on the Brand Indicators for Message Identification, or BIMI, standard used in conjunction with domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, which helps stop scammers from forging from addresses in email. Google will also flag links suspected as malicious in chat. Google Meet will no longer allow uninvited guests to virtually knock in an attempt to rejoin a meeting, and G Suite admins will be able to block specific apps from accessing G Suite data. Apple announced it will start loaning special iPhones with more access to the device's OS to skilled and vetted researchers to help find and report security vulnerabilities that Apple can then fix as part of its iOS Security Research Device program. The iPhones will have SSH access and a root shell to run custom commands with the highest access to the software and debugging tools so security researchers can run their code and better understand what's going on. Apple says the devices don't pose any additional security risk if they are lost or stolen. Facebook Messenger is adding controls to let users choose who can message them, who goes into a requests folder, and who is blocked altogether from messaging. Messenger will also experiment with blurring images sent from non-friends, and Messenger's app lock feature is now official. It requires fingerprint or face unlock before accessing Messenger if you activate it. The feature is live in iOS and coming soon to Android. Twitter announced that as part of its coordinated social engineering attack investigation, numerous high-profile verified attackers attempted to download the My Twitter data archive of up to 8 unverified accounts, as well as see personal information like phone numbers and email addresses of every compromised account. My Twitter data includes direct messages, including those deleted by the user, if they were not deleted by the other party as well. According to Twitter, the attackers targeted 130 accounts, successfully triggering a password reset, logged in, and tweeted from 45 of them. Twitter also announced that during that attack that hit the service, attackers were able to access the direct messages of up to 36 of the 130 targeted accounts. Twitter said this included the DMs of one elected official in the Netherlands. The attackers did not access the DMs of other high-profile politicians that had their accounts accessed. Reuters reports two former employees told it more than 1,000 Twitter employees had access to the system. Finally, earlier this month, security researcher Bob Duchenko and a team at VPN Mentor separately discovered an unsecured Elasticsearch cluster used by 7 Hong Kong-based VPN providers, which included more than 1 billion log entries, including IP addresses, VPN server connection info, VPN session tokens, and plain text passwords. The affected services, UFO VPN, Fast VPN, Free VPN, Super VPN, Flash VPN, Secure VPN, and Rabbit VPN, all shared a common entity that provided white label VPN service, and each claimed not to record any user activity. Duchenko alerted UFO VPN on July 1st and reached out to UFO's hosting provider about the data on July 14th. The bucket was removed on July 15th, but was available on the search engine Shodan for about 18 days. UFO said staffing disruptions due to COVID-19 had impacted its network security and said that the logs were kept for traffic performance monitoring only. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.